Giant 96 Real Radio, I'm Penny Lane, and today we are going down to Nashville, Tennessee to talk with Mr. Stacy Mitchart from the Stacy Mitchart Band. Now I'll tell you, Joey G from the Skyline Drive-In, and my husband, and my son, and my daughter, and even Daisy the Wonder Dog. One time we had the honor of going to B.B. King's in Nashville, Tennessee, and watching Stacy Mitchart perform, and I was just blown away. Man, he just puts on a show. His music, from the lyrics to his showmanship, the way he plays the guitar, it's just something you don't want to miss. And you don't have to miss it, too, by the way. He is coming up here to Indianapolis very soon. This Friday, March the 11th, your chance to check out Stacy Mitchart at the Warehouse in Carmel, Indiana. So excited about that opportunity coming our way because, you know, it's always nice when you can check out some great, awesome live music. And with me, I'd like to welcome Stacy Mitchart to the show. Also, too, I'd like to start off, Stacy, you know, one thing that I love about the music that you're doing, especially your new album, Live My Life, is you've got a lot of that country hill blues. And tell our listeners what that is.
It's just a total feel thing, you know, and Like the Hill Country guys, when they do change chords and stuff like that, a lot of times they're not doing it where you think it would happen. And, you know, there's, you know, most blues is there's kind of a general, there's kind of a general form. You know, they talk about 1-4-5 and all that. There's this form, and it's like a 12-bar blues. Well, like with the Hill Country guys, you know, they just kind of riff on it, and then somewhere in the middle, they just decide, okay, I'm going to change right here, you know? and so, you know, to a lot of people, that wouldn't make sense. But, you know, if that's what you feel at that time, you just go ahead and do it. It's kind of like, you know, they're not a slave to the form. You know, they're not a slave to the accepted form of it. And,
right.
And that's what kind of makes it cool.
Yeah.
And so it's really, when you get a guy like that, it's kind of hard to follow him, you know, because you don't really know what's going on. But see, I kind of came up playing with a guy. My friend's father was a storefront preacher, and he had a little bitty church in downtown Cincinnati, about maybe 40 people in the congregation, and he would play guitar while he preached.
Oh,
and so we were his band in church. But see, he was one of those guys. And basically, all the gospel he was singing was basically blues with just gospel lyrics. And so he's sitting there playing it, and we're following him. And he was one of them guys that would just kind of change to the chord when he got around to it. He didn't necessarily do it where it would have normally happened in a 12-bar blues. So I kind of grew up from the time I was 14 years old playing behind a guy that did that. You know, so it's... It kind of made sense to me because it didn't shock me. I didn't sit there and go like, "Well, man, you're doing it wrong." You know, I mean, initially I did, but then after a while I realized it's not wrong. It's just as right as anything else.
And for those of you just joining us, we are talking with Stacy Mitchart from the Stacy Mitchart Band. And Stacy is just an amazing blues player. He has the energy, he has the soul, he has the passion, and it just flows from the stage. And he knows how to entertain. Oh, a Stacy Mitchart show. You don't want to miss it. He will be performing this Friday, March the 11th, at the Warehouse in Carmel, Indiana. An evening with Stacy Mitchart. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a fantastic show. From Stacy Mitchart's latest album, here's Live My Life. And you got to check out the video for it online at giant96.com on A Trip with Penny Lane. But right now, on Giant 96, here's Stacy Mitchart with Live My Life.
Howdy. You may remember me. 20 years ago, I changed my life at the Redstone Rehabilitation Center. And I can proudly say that today, I still do not freebase cocaine, especially in church. It's no longer part of my life. And from now on, I'm going to live my life the way I want to do. Of course, now I'll still take a drink. I mean, you know, I'm part of it. Woo!
Get right down to it.
Live My Life, the Stacy Mitchart Band on Giant 96 Real Radio. You can check them out this Friday. They will be at the Warehouse in Carmel, Indiana. Now we're returning to an interview with Mr. Stacy Mitchart. Always love having him on the show. And Stacy, tell our listeners what a cigar box guitar is.
It's a homemade guitar. You basically take a cigar box and you take a piece of wood. It could be a broomstick, I guess, if you want it to be. That's usually ends up being more like a dilly bow, which is one string. But basically, the ones that I make, they all have a piece of a 1x2, and you cut it to 29.5 inches long, and you cut a couple notches out of the cigar box and fit that piece of wood right in that notch, and then you string the strings through it. You drill some little holes and put the strings through it, and then you kind of put a bolt on it to put the strings over to raise it up off the neck. And then you put a couple guitar tuning pegs at the end. And so you got three strings, and you tune it to kind of an open chord. Like if it's in the key of G, it'd be like, G, D, and G. And you play it with slide. And so it's a homemade instrument. I mean, the original instruments of the Delta was somebody took two nails and pounded in the side of the wood shack they lived in and put a piece of baling wire between them, tightened them up, and then took a little piece of bone or glass or whatever and just played slide on that one string. And then from there it went to finding something with one string that you can carry with you instead of being stuck next to the house. And they're just like, well, heck, let's put some more strings. So it just kept evolving, I think. And the cigar boxes, if you couldn't afford a guitar, it kind of gave it a box, like a guitar. And so they kind of went from there.
I drink whiskey. Do you drink whiskey?
Not this week. Yeah, I like whiskey. And in fact, that song, there's a website that a guy that does, like, specialty whiskeys and bourbons and kind of does these personal tastings and stuff, and they asked me if they could use that song for their website, and I told them that they could, so they were nice enough to send me a 30-year-old bottle of scotch. So I was like, that's pretty cool. I like it. The song's not autobiographical, but everybody's kind of been in that point where, they were just wanting to forget about something, so they probably had a few too many, trying to forget about something, the line I liked the most that a friend of mine helped me write was, I can drink this whiskey and, but looking at you, it's like at least my hangover will go away. I thought that was kind of funny.
Whiskey every morning too. I drink whiskey every night. Whiskey every morning too. Sometimes I just drink it straight. With a little soda is nice. Hell, sometimes I drink it with lemonade. Go away, hey.
Sound a little something like this. Lord, I drank whiskey. Oh, I drank whiskey. Hey, look, y'all. I'm gonna throw me a little party up by the house. I'm gonna invite all my buddies. I'm gonna invite my buddy Jack Daniels and Jim Beam and his cousin Evan Williams. Man, we gonna get Uncle George Dipple and go up to old granddad's house up by Diamond Creek. We're gonna go ahead dip into Woodford Reserve and, man, we might as well pick up old man Barton too. What the hell? Bring him and go do us a little wild turkey hunting. You know what else? Hey, look, it wouldn't be right if we didn't invite the neighbor. Our neighbor Jose. It ain't no party unless Jose is in the house. Lord, I drink whiskey. Man, come on, y'all. Let's all have a little whiskey. Ooh. Ooh, that tastes
I Drink Whiskey from Stacy Mitchart's album Live My Life right here on Giant 96. You can check him out this Friday. He will be performing live at the warehouse. He will be performing live at the warehouse in Carmel, Indiana. And boy, that man can put on a show. Seriously, high energy, excellent musicianship. He's one of my favorite blues acts to watch, so pretty excited about that. Now we're going to return to an interview with Stacy Mitchart right here on Giant 96. Got a lot of awards too. Blues Entertainer of the Year, Blues Guitarist of the Year, Electric Blues Act of the Year.
Yeah, those, you know, a lot of those are kind of in, you know, they're from like regional areas like Nashville and stuff like that. And man, I mean, it's great to get them. It's great to get recognized like that. But probably the two that probably meant the most or, you know, I don't want to downplay the ones in Nashville, but, you know, I'm here and everybody's here and it's kind of like this community and, you know, it's not that it doesn't mean a lot because it did, but after a while I was winning them like year after year after year. I have like these plaques. I probably have like 25 or 26 of these plaques. You know, and after a while, it almost got like embarrassing. You know, it was kind of like, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this again this year or something like that. But when I won the Albert King Award at the IBCs, you know, that was pretty major. You know, because that was an international competition, and to be recognized in that situation, and then to get, you know, the award of a beautiful 335 guitar from Gibson was great. And then when I was inducted into the South Canadian Blues Hall of Fame, that was like a major night for me. That was just so, so cool. And especially since I wasn't even Canadian.
But, I know. That's cool.
But I mean, it was really neat to be recognized like that. And I mean, they have an actual, you know, Hall of Fame museum. And I mean, there's a star and a picture. And I got my guitar company, Epiphone, to donate, you know, one of the guitars, an Epiphone guitar, so that they can hang that on the wall, along with my picture and the star that on the wall. It was pretty neat to be able to do something like that. And then with my record, What I Feel, you know, it was recognized by an organization up in New York as the best blues record of the year. that year. And even though it was a regional award, it meant just a little bit more because it was a region that I wasn't involved in at all. I wasn't playing up there. I wasn't a part of them. It was just the people up there. You know, there was a DJ up there that got behind it, and the people up there loved it. And they, you know, out of all the ones from the people that they knew and everything else, they still picked mine. So, I mean, that was pretty daggone cool, you know. And like I say, I thoroughly appreciate the honors that I got from the local blues society. But, you know, some of the other ones that maybe were from people that you didn't know seemed maybe just felt a little bit bigger. I don't know. As much as I thoroughly appreciate the Albert King Award and getting the guitar and being recognized as the best guitarist of that whole thing that year, as much as I love that, and as much as I kind of hang my hat on that and use that to help promote myself, just the concept that somebody gets voted better than somebody else when it's not really about being better, it's just about making some good music and connecting with folks. And, you know, what I think is better is not necessarily what you think is better. And my opinion is no different than yours. We're both consumers of music, you know? And it's not really... the thing that I thought was best about that competition was that the bands didn't act like it was a competition. You know, if my amplifier went down, there'd be a guy from another band that would sit there and go, he'd bring his amp on stage and say, use mine to get through your show, you know? And I would do the same thing for him. Where, like, a lot of times in competitions, you'd sit there, you'd almost want somebody else to, so you could do better. So I didn't, you know, I really liked that about that particular event, the IBCs, is that I really felt like it was much more of a community showcase than this huge competition. But at the same time, if you win it, it's great because you can really pimp it out to help, you know, get better gigs and do the whole thing. So
how can we follow you online, Stacy?
You can go to my Facebook. I actually have two Facebook pages. I have my personal one, which they tell me I have too many friends. I can't have any more friends. I think that's the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah,
but anyway, but you go to my personal Facebook page, and then there's also the band Facebook page. You know, it still says Stacy Mitch Hart, but it's under the groups or band pages. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. And then, of course, my website, stacymitchhart.com. And I'll spell that since we're on radio, StacyMitchHart. It's two H's. So, and that's the same with, like, Twitter /StacyMitchHart, Instagram/StacyMitchHart, Facebook/StacyMitchHart, all that stuff. So they can follow me that way. And we try to keep them as posted as we can, let them know what's going on. I'll be honest, I don't always get the calendar up as far in advance as I should, but but we get there. And we do have a place they can sign up to receive a monthly blast from us, letting them know what's going on. So I encourage them to just put your email address in there, and you'll be on our email list. We don't sell it to anybody. We use it specifically for us, and we just kind of let you know what's coming up.